Okay, Tess Amabes. Tess Amabes. Just asked to announce that if anybody wants to send an ad in to our shul dinner journal, so you should just go to the website and be able to get all the information there. CBEY.org. Please, if anybody wants to take part in the journal, the deadline is fast approaching. So that's everybody's welcome to take part in that. And Beth Shem, the Siyum will be May 6th in the morning at Yeshiva University. If anybody wants to take part in that as well, I could email kolo yom rishon@yu.edu. Okay. Amalei, third to last skinny line on the Testament base. Amalei Elio Labar, hey, Amalei Rebbe Elazar, my dichsiv. So we just had the 101 and 100. So now we have the next. Elio Anavi says to Bar, hey, or Eliezer, Elazar says to Bar, or to Elazar, Rebbe Elazar. Hashem says, I have cleansed you, but not with silver. B'charticha b'kur oni. I have been bocher you. I have tested you in the kur, in the melting pot of oni, of poverty. Hashem looked around on all the midos tovos that he could have given us. He only found anius. Anius is the one that is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt would be the best for us. Amar Shmuel v'itemer Rav Yosef hainu da'am rinshi. This is what people say. Yoyan yusa liyuhudoi. Poverty for a Jew is as good as ki barza sumko l'sus yechivra, like a red strap to a white horse. It makes them look beautiful. So too, says Shmuel, so too anius is makes a Jew look beautiful. Many mefarshim write, the Karakemach, Rabbi Nebuchai writes, that ashirus is an even greater nisayon than anius. Having the money and not using it properly. When somebody's poor, you know, it's somewhat easier to be an Oved Hashem, because what else are you going to do? I mean, you don't have the Yetzer Hara to think of myself of Kolchi Va'osem Yadi. But when it comes to Ashirut, the Katakemach writes, L'rov ha'nezakim ha'nimsoim ba'osher, u'l'rov ha'tsaros ha'rabos v'harosh, ha'paros v'rabos b'menu, shimchul chachabim es hefcho, v'hi midas anius. Or even just says in Perkei Avos, marbet achas and marbet da'aga. But minaga osher, ki komi shi'akabes b'menu ma'at, yis'ave od yoser. Anybody who's makabits a little bit is mezava for more. V'achashi kabits b'menu harbe yisave kelekeflayim lo yispa la'olam kielech elo tachlis. And he continues. That's the minhag of the osher. It's like a fire. The more you have, the more wood you put in, the taller the fire. The taller the fire gets. So again, if somebody has ashirus, so one has to make sure to use it as a tool, as a means, and not think of it as an ends, and try to get more and more in the way of oiv kesef lo yispa kesef. Same story of the Lavush. It's quoted in a number of different contexts about the Lavush was very was a rich man. Rav Mordechai Yaffe, that was his name, Yaffe. Yaffe writes a little bit in Hagdama of the Lavush. This Mordechai, he was very beautiful and he was very rich. And he had one time he was walking and he had many fancy clothes on. And all of a sudden he felt the Yetzer Hara in him, or some say that it was some, a woman came over to him. And all of a sudden he realized that Ashiris was getting to him a little bit, and he jumped into the mud, and he got all of his clothing got dirty, and he made a neder, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let my next many generations of my family be poor. Let them be poor. And Kachava, for many generations after that, the Lavush was poor. But his Svarim were all named after his clothing, because that's a great Zikaron of that he passed his Nisayan. All his Svarim, Lavush Malchus, and Aterazov, and Butzvar Gaman, all of his Svarim, all the different Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, all have a different name based on that one Pasuk in the Megillah. Because it's Mordechai Yatzah, but Lavush Malchus, so his name was Mordechai, and that whole Pasuk is all the names of his Svarim. Okay. Rishu Menasya Omer, third line. Ezum Uvas Liucha Liskon Zehabala Erva Vaholim Min Mamzer. Like the Mishnah said yesterday, that's crooked, that cannot be fixed. If somebody is Baal Erva Vaholim Min Mamzer, we mentioned yesterday the Diak of Baal Ha Erva. Also, I didn't mention it, to be fair. You don't have to say Ramosha's Diak yesterday that you need the Maisa be in order to create the Mamzeris. Am I just being La Fuke, a Mamzer Shabal Mamzeris, which didn't do anything wrong and created a Mamzer? So that's probably the Pashtus. But again, there might be a Remez to Rav Moshe's point. Hold it in, lo, hold it low. Says the Gemara, always saying that only Bia with an Erva itself is not a mu'uvas lo yichol iskon. Only if you have a mamzer, v'hatanya, but we learned in a b'raiser, v'shem b'manasi omer, gonev adam, if somebody steals, efshe she'afsar g'neva v'yisakein. You can fix the g'neva by returning it. Gozel adam, if somebody gozel, efshe she'afsar g'zela v'yisakein. By the way, we mentioned it in Meshim, but mentioned it now, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, even by g'neva and g'zela, it's not enough to return the money. You have to ask mechila. Not all of Rishonim mentioned that, but the Rama mentions it in Hilchas Tshuva that even after you return the money, you have to ask mechila. So by Ganev Exel, it's able, you're able to be masakin. Aval haba alishas ish va'asra labayla nitra mina olam v'halachlo. But if somebody's bawling alishas ish, and all of a sudden she's a nesaros labayla, so it's finished right then. So you see, there's a problem even without holadus mamzer. There's a problem with just the ma'isabia, the nesaros labayla. So why does our Gemara emphasize that it is something that only with holadus mamzer do you say it's mufas liyuchol iskon? And the Brisa first finishes up. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, before we try to answer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ein Omer. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai, like in the Mishnah, we have the opinion that Muvas LaYuchol Iskon really means something that was fit, that was straight, that became crooked. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai here says the same thing. Ein Omer, Bakru Gamal, Bakru Chazir. Person doesn't say when he wants to bring a carbon, can you check out if that camel is kosher? Can you go check out if that chazir has a balmum? Because those are problems by ikara. You can't check if a pig has a mum. A pig is a mum. So that's not uvas lo yuchol iskon. Elabaku tlet. You go check a tlet. If a sheep, a kosher animal, then you check if it has a mum. Because that's, if it has a mum, that would be a mu'uvas. Because then it was straight, it was kosher, and then it became a problem. The ezeh, so who is that? That's Tabar Chacham, Shapir Shmita Torah, as it said in the Mishnah. Finishing up the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer, Kol Tamid Chacham Shapirish Ben Torah. Any Tamid Chacham that leaves Torah, Alova Kasuv Omer, about him it says, Kitzipur Nodedes Ben Kina, like a bird leaves its nest, Kain Ish Noded Bim Kamo, so too a man leaves his place. The Omer, and also it says, Mamatzu Abosecha Bi Avel Kirachlo Me'alai, what have your forefathers, Hashem says, what have they found wrong with me that they have distanced themselves from me? End brisa, end question. So the question is, why is it that in our Mishnah it says that what's a muvas lo yuchol iskon only ma'isa bia with a holadas mamzer? Well, here in this brisa, it just alludes to the fact of b'hs ish, because that's already ne'eseres, that's already osa the woman al ba'ila. Why is this mashal used like a bird from a nest? So too a man from his place. Why is that specifically one used? So the Gemara in Erechin says that in Mitzora, the Marsha quotes that Gemara in Erechin, that design here, the Marsha quotes it here, but the Gemara in Erechin quotes that a Mitzora has to bring Tziporim. Because a Mitzora did Maisa Pitzput, a Mitzora did Lashon Hara, did not use his mouth properly, and therefore he has to bring birds, which are Mefatpet, and birds just twerp and twerp, and just don't use their mouth properly. So the Marsha suggests that here at Talmud Chacham Shapir Shmona Torah, also he's not using his mouth properly. And he has it quoted here, but the Marsha there in Erechin adds that a Mitzora has two birds. One of them he shechs, one of them he sends out to the world to symbolize one tzipor shechting, with the tzipor shchuta symbolizes that he has to kill out the mouth of Yetzirah in him. Tzipor Shchuta, but the other one is that he can't just be silent, he has to use his mouth for Torah. That's the Tzipor Hachaya, that's the Tzipor that's sent out. That's this week, you can say that over this week's Parsha, Tazriya Mitzorah. So that's already a part for the Parsha. Marsha and Erech and Daf Tezayin. Says the Marsha here, maybe that's what's being alluded to. I saw the riff, not the real riff, it is the real riff, but not the riff from Yitzchak Alfasi, on the bottom of the Ein Yaakov, the Riaf, suggests that maybe this pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when a Talmud Chacham, Kitzibur Desmit Kita, just like a bird goes away from its nest, so to a man, Ish no deb komba, but remember Hashem Ish Mochama. Hashem is also called an Ish. So says the Rif, Kain Ish Zakarish Baruchu, Lefishena Karish Baruchu, Mashish Chinaso be Yisrael, Elamitocha Torah, Shaoskim Yisrael Ba. And when they leave, Hashem leaves. So that's what this puzzle maybe is a mashal for. That just like the bird leaves, so too Hashem is going to leave. So either way, the question is mu'uvas lo yuchol iskon only after you have the mamzer, or just by a ma'isa bia? So Gemara has a couple of answers. Number one, lo kasha, second to last line, kad b'chosa pruya kaba eshes ish. If she's a married woman, so then it's a muvas lo yuchol iskon right away. But if she's an achozo pnuya, if it's an iser arayos, but she's not married yet, so then there's no iser labayla, so there it would only be with a mamzer. Number two, hava hava eishus ish v'lo kasha kaba odis kaba ratzon. Maybe it's with an eishus ish, but it depends if the man was ma'anes the woman or she did it willingly. If he was ma'anes, he did it against her will, so that does not create issur labayla. If a woman rachmana l'islan is netanas is raped, she is not necessarily labayla, assuming that she is a eishus yisrael. But kaba ratzon, she did it willingly. That's the case of the brisa, and that's what's with this issur labayla. Yibayseima. Third answer, hava hava onis. Maybe the difference is whether she's an Ashes Kohen or not. Rachmana Litzlan, an Ashes Kohen, is an Aseros Abayla, even if she is Ne'anas, even if it's against her will. But Mash'eki by an Ashes Yisrael, so maybe that's the two sources, the Mishnah and the Braisa. Period. Third line. V'la Yotzei V'la Ba Ein Shalom. Let's read these three lines. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, to the one that goes in and out, there's no peace. What does that mean? Amarav. Kivan she yotze adam midvar halacha lidvar mikra shuv ein lo shalom. If you go out and come in, what is that referring to? If you were osek and your kfius was in learning halacha, was in learning the deep, and you went to mikra, and then you went to learn mikra, which Rashi says, fourth skinny line, ein hora'a midvar mikra. You're not learning hora anymore, psak anymore. Shamishna mefareshes stimas haTorah. You just go back to learning Tanakh or Torah shebetzav, ein lo shalom. And there's no peace, that's not something good. So you might say this like, oh, so you see, it's one of those bakaris about learning Tanakh, not learning Tanakh, but it's not just that, because it keeps going. So it's not unique to that. Ushmuel will have to see what the larger message is. Ushmuel amar zeaporish mitalmud lemishna. Shmuel says also, you're going backwards here. You go from Talmud to Mishnah. From, again, a deeper type of learning to Mishnah. So we'll talk about that in a minute, and let's just finish. V'Rab Yochanan Amar Afilu Mishas L'Shas. Even from Shas to Shas. What does that mean? So let's talk about each one. So let's go back to Mishnah first. What does it mean going from Talmud to Mishnah? That is not a good thing. So Rashi says, what is Talmud? What is Mishnah? So Rashi says, Talmud is all the explanations of the Mishnah. Says Rashi, you can't paskin from a Mishnah. Many times Mishnayis we don't paskin like. Many times Mishnayis are missing words. Look at this. You saw this Dik Rashi. Second half of that Rashi. V'im yatsa mehen v'nasan isko l'girsas ha-Mishnayis. Shuvin lo shalom b'davar hora. She'ein hora nachona b'davar Mishnah. You can't paskin from a Mishnah. She'kama Mishnayis yei she'ein divrei ha-mechuvanin. V'tirutz ha-bnei ha-shas. Many Mishnayis you can't understand without the Gemara. Hachav ma'yaskinan chisuri mechsura ha-mani rabbi ploni hi v'ein alakha kamoso. So many different times that we say the Mishnah is not, we don't paskin like the Mishnah. It's not like you should understand. So that's why going from Talmud to Mishnah is something that we shouldn't do. There's even a Marsha. There's a Marsha in Sota. There's a Marsha in Sota, the third parak in Sota, who says, Ubedoros halalu, osam shemorim halacha mitoch shulchan aruch. Somewhere it says the Marsha a couple hundred years ago. Those who open up a shulchan aruch and paskin from the shulchan aruch with harehem in yodim tam ha'inyan shall call davar. Im lo yidaktiku tchila b'dvar b'tocha talmud, shushimish talmud chacham, toz nava varazan, marhim mechlam avali olam. Says those who paskin from a shulchan aruch don't know any reasons, but they're talking, oh, shulchan aruch says this. So you don't know any reasons, so says the Marsha, he rates again against those, similar to this Rashi. You can't paskin from a Mishnah, you can't even paskin from a shulchan aruch, says the Marsha. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this Marsha in Hilchis Kvod Rabo, in Simon Reish Membeis, in Yaradeya, and says the Pischei Tshuva that maybe the Marsha only meant it in his time, before there were no Sekelim on the Shulchan Aruch. So before there was a Shach and a Taz and a Mogen Avram and all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, so maybe then you can't paskin. But now, he says, we have everything. We have everything in the on the Shulchan Aruch. We have all the reasons that the Gemara gave for the halachas right there on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Pischei Tshuva says maybe in that case this Marsha would not apply. So what else is the verse to do? Right. I'm saying so now you have to, as long, you can't just take one line and not know the reasons and paskin based on it. So that's the Mishnah. That's Rashi here about Mishnayis, and that's the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya. Reish Mem Beis. Something else I wanted to mention. We'll think about it as we go. Okay, that's regarding going from Talmud to Mishnah. What about from Shas to Shas? What is and again the emphasis? Just to mention, there are many makoros that talk about the importance of learning Mishnayis. parts of the Mishnayos. I want you to take this Gemara and think that it can't learn Mishnayos, just go straight to Gemara. The Maharal, in the number of places, is very upset that we don't follow the Mishnah Pirkei Avos about Ben Chamish L'Mikra, Ben Esa L'Mishnah, Ben Chamish L'Talmud, that we don't learn Mishnayos B'Zman Hazeh. The Maharal screams, it's everybody wants to jump the gun and become big, Bali Gemara. We want to teach our kids Gemara when they're 4 years old. Right? Says the Maharal. Maharal writes it in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos and other places, Ki kol adam b'teva mevakish l'ischakeim, v'einu mevakish l'das mitzvah Hashem ba'atzmam. You have to learn, and the Chavos Yar writes, Liman Mishmayis hu muvchar, she yargol adam es b'no me'esh zacha likro halacha b'rov ha'shas, she yumum yo rabo perak echer mishmayis b'chol yom. And just one more, Chaim V'lozhin writes, in Keser Rosh, Limud v'chazaris mishmayis sgula lahasmada ulohavin apshat. It's a skula. Lilmod Yudches Prakim B'chol Yom. This part we have to try to do our best. To learn, all you gotta do is learn 18 Prakim a day. V'lachzer Bezul Gimel Pa'amim Layom Asher Yurgo Ba'peh V'yashem Misha Balakan V'tobal Yado Tamuda B'yado. But again, there are many makoros in the importance of learning Mishnayos. That's the Yesod. Imagine if we knew Mishnayos cold. We wouldn't have to look up any Mishnah that's quoted from Maseches Aulos. You know, it's very important. Mishnayos, that's the basis. But again, the Gemara there here, though, does have a message. Going from Talmud to Mishnah, going to a different type of, a less formal, less important type of learning in this context, according to Rashi. What about Mishas L'Shas? See, here we have another surprise. Rashi and Tosas both say, what does Shas L'Shas mean? If you go from Talmud Bavli to Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli. Yerushalmi to Bavli is inappropriate. Why? Raza Rashi says, why? Because Talmud Bavli is somewhat amok, is a little deep, but not in a good sense. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, somewhat in the dark. Tosfos also says it on top, that when Reb Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that he tried to forget all of his Gemara that he learned in Bavel. So again, there's the Yerushalmi is the one that is on a higher level, so to speak. So if you go from Yerushalmi to Bavli, so that is inappropriate. It's an amazing line. How do we say such a thing? So I saw one of the Akbar and the Magalit Sashas quotes, maybe this is Reb Yochanan talking. So Reb Yochanan wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's how the Wadi Rishonim are explaining it. What would he say? But we know that generally, and that's why, that's why the Rambam many times quotes Paskins like the Yerushalmi. Why? Because of this Gemara. Because you see, the Yerushalmi is on a different level. But again, we Paskin most of the time like the Bavli. The Bavli is later, the Bavli is more authoritative, the Bavli is more comprehensive, but we Paskin like the Bavli. So who saves us? The Tosfos Reed saves us. Tosfos Reed on this Gemara quotes Rashi and says, no, just the opposite. This is the opposite. It's against Rashi and Tosis. But the Tosis really says, no, v'nirli ifcha mistavra, da adrab, Talmud Bavli mavur yoser, v'zeha adam kadeh lo hakel me'alav, hiniyach Talmud Bavli. V'mizadim Talmud Yerushalmi, you know what this Gemara is saying? No, if somebody leaves the Talmud Bavli because it's too hard, and goes to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, so we're not used to learning Yerushalmi. That's why the Yerushalmi is harder for us. It's a different type of language. We're not used to it. But says the Tosis read, if somebody goes there to have an easier time, so then, that is inappropriate. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos versus the Tosfos Rit. Again, the general, the message of these three lines seem to be that we should always try to do our best in terms of the deepest Talmud Torah that we can be involved in. We had a shiur before Purim about the Lashon Mevatlin Talmud Torah B'nei Mikra Megillah. We're Mevatl Talmud Torah B'nei Mikra Megillah. And all the Achronim wondered, what do you mean Mevatlin Talmud Torah? Megillah is not Bittul Torah. So some Achronim suggested, in a certain sense it is, because you could be learning deeper. And you're right, you have to do this Bittul Torah. Chazal told you to do this Bittul Torah. But it still might be categorized as Mevatlin Talmud Torah, because as deep as you go, it's the Eichus, and not just the Kamus, not just the quantity. You have to learn as deep as we can. Again, if we have time at the end, we'll review some of those Makaros, but now we have to move on. Right. The second half of the Tosfos quotes another idea, and that is, whatever you do, you just got to stay in your derech. If you have two darchei alimuds, you're learning one gemara, and you go to the other gemara, and vice versa, and you switch in the middle, so maybe that's what's the negative point. You can't have both derechim. You have to master one, and then you could go to the other. Okay, Mishnah. Heter nedarim parchen ba'avir v'ein lemamashi yismochu. So now we get the last Mishnah in the first parak. Heter nedarim parchen ba'avir. So heter nedarim is parchen ba'avir. The halacha that a chacham could be matir a neder is flying in the air, meaning it's nowhere in the Torah. Nor in the Torah do we have the halacha of hataras nedarim. We have hafaras nedarim in the Torah, meaning that the husband or the father could be mefer nedarim of a wife, of a daughter, of of family members. But Hataras Chacham, where a Chacham could say, and tell the Chacham, if I would have known, I would never have taken upon this neder. If I, there's something called Pesach, there's something called Charata, which we'll talk about in the future. But so that's Parchan Avra, that's flying in the air, that's Ve'en Lam Amashi Yismochu. There's no remez in the Torah for that. Ask the Aruch Haim HaKadosh in Bamidbar, the beginning of Matos. So why dafka this halacha is Parchan Avra? There's so many halachas that the Torah could have chosen. Because he asked about 10 questions there, but this is one of them. The point is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be mezalzel in Adar. Doesn't want us to be mezalzel. If we always know we have Hataras Chacham available, so then that would be that leaves space for Zilzel. So this is Parchan Baver. Chazal will know about it. That's why Daka was said to Rashi Amatos. Right? It wasn't said to all Klal Yisrael. The Rashi Amatos got all of the halachas. But what's written in the Torah was given to Kol B'nei Yisrael. The Aruch Haim expands upon that at the beginning of Matos. Hilcha Shabbos, Chagigos HaMe'ilos, Harehem Kehararim HaTluyim B'Saira. But these, Shabbos, Karban Chagiga, and Isser Me'ila, those are hinted to in the Torah, but only a little bit. It's like a hair. Everything's hanging. It's like a mountain hanging on a hair. Shehein Mikra Mu'ad V'Halachas Merubos. Because there's very few psukim and many halachas. As we'll see, which detail in these is this Mishnah being referred to? Which part of Shabbos? The fact that it doesn't say all the malachas in the Torah. It just says, don't do malacha. So we'll see there's a specific halacha that's being referred to. What about Chagiga? What about Me'ila? Me'ila's in the Torah. So which part of Me'ila is being referred to here? So that we'll see in the Gemara. Hadinan Voha Avodos Voha Hataharos Dinim Choshen Mishpat and Avoda Hataros Vatmeos Vaharayas Yishlam Mashi Yismochu Vehenei Gufei Torah. There are a tremendous amount of psukim that are said in the Torah dealing with these. That's Gufei Torah. There's much text in the Torah about all of Choshen Mishpat and Avoda and Tumentar. Tanya. Though the Mishnah said that there's no source, there's no hint in the Torah for Heter Nedarim, says the Gemara, five possibilities that's not true. There are five shitas here that there is a hint in the Torah for Hatar Sadarim. Tanya, number one. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yeshlam Amashi Yismochu. There is a hint. Shneamar Kiyafli, Kiyafli, Shtei Pa'amim. It says Kiyafli twice. It says it once by Nazir, and it says it by Erechin, by giving value to the Beis HaMikdash. So Achas, Yafli means to express. So what are you expressing? Achas Aflo L'Isra, V'Achas Aflo L'Heter. The fact that it says it twice is a hint to the fact of step one, where you're mafli, where you make a neder to us or something, and number two, that the chacham could express and be matirit. That's a hint to Hataras Nedar. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yesh L'Amashi Yismachu, a second hint. Shenemar Hashem Nishbati V'Yapi, the pasuk that we say every Friday night, the end of Lechun Aranana, that Hashem swore in His anger that we're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Ba'api Nishbati V'Chazarti Bo. I only swore in my anger, but had I not been to be Merami's to us, that if I wasn't angry, or because I was only angry, I'm Chozer Bo. Tosis deals with the question that Hashem wasn't Chozer Bo. What do you mean? We never went into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Nishbati V'Yapi Mivona Menuchasi, that we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We never went into Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, he has that from Shemar Balchan, and Tosfos says it must be referring to the fact that they got Olam Haba. That Hashem had sworn that they weren't going to get Olam Haba, and he changed his mind that the ones who went into Eretz Yisrael got Olam Haba. That's what Tosfos says. But others say, but Rabbi Balchan, and Tosfos just doesn't answer that. He just says, what do you mean, Hashem, we're talking about here that going into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem was never Chozer Bo. So the Sfasemis is Medayik. If you look in Rashi doesn't say he was Chozer Bo. Rashi says, Mashma Yachol Ani Lisha Alav. He has the ability, not that he was. But Ashenish Bati V'Yapi is mashma that I did it when I was angry, and if I wanted to be Chozer Bo, Yochol Ani Lishalov. I can be if I wanted to. So maybe the deek isn't that he was, but that he could. Okay, number three. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Yishlam Amashi Yismochu. A third remez, Shenemar Kol Nadiv Libo. Anybody who has Nadiv Libo, talking about the Nadvanim by the Mishkan, anybody who had an uplifted heart to give staka, so it's mashma that all your heart still has to be into it. If your heart isn't into it anymore, so then the neder won't be chal anymore. Again, remes to Hataras Adar. Number four, Hananya ben Achi Reb Yoshua Omer, Yesh Lahem Ashi Yismochu, Shenemar Nishbati Va'akayema, Lishmar Mishpatetz of Kech, Apasuk and Tehillim, Hashem, David HaMelech says, I swear and I will be Makayim. And I decide to be Mekayim to guard Hashem's words. Mashma that if you wouldn't want to be Mekayim, you wouldn't have to be Mekayim. Number four. Number five. Amar Yudam Shmuel. Shmuel, many times, we had this in Maseches Yuma, we had this in Maseches Megillah, that there are five Makaris, and Shmuel is the last one and says, mine's the best. Mine's better than yours. He cannot violate his words, but others can be mochel his words for him. Rava says, yeah, Shmuel's is the best makar, because I could ask kashas on each one of the first four makaros, but not on Shmuel's. The less lupircha, because Shmuel doesn't have any kashas. So now we're going to go through what is the potential question that could be asked on each of these four psukim. To Imi, Rabbi Eliezer, if it's like Rabbi Eliezer, so I wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, so it's structured in the Gemara, so you remember which is which. Imi, Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, who said, number one, a double kiyafli, dimlok Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rabbi Tarfin. No, I would have said, maybe that's not teaching me Hatar Sadara, maybe that's teaching me the following halacha that we know in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon, La Olam, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Shalom Nitna Naziris, El Alahafla. What's this case? Two people sitting on a park bench. They see somebody coming towards them. And Reuven says to Shimon, I bet that that guy's a Nazir. And if he's not, I'm a Nazir. And Shimon says, oh, I bet that that guy's not a Nazir. And if he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. That's how Rashi interprets the case. Right? Other Rishonim just say, I bet that that's Reuven. And if he's not Reuven, I'm a Nazir. I bet that that's Shimon. So it's not even machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon says, no matter what the guy is, whether he's a Nazir or not, nobody's a Nazir. Because Naziris requires definitive knowledge at the moment of the Naziris, at the moment of the Hafla. And if there's no definitive, it could be Al Tanai. Right? You don't know who it is. So Naziris is only La Hafla with explicit das at the time. So maybe that's what I would have said that pasuk is teaching me. And that's the kasha on the first opinion. Imid Rabbi Yeshua, what's the kasha, the potential question of Rabbi Yeshua, who learned it from Hashem Nishbati V'Yapi, Dil Mahachi Kamer, Ba'api Nishbati V'Lo'adranabi. No, maybe the emphasis is that I did it on my anger and I'm not Chozerbo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Chozer Bo, maybe that's the diak that you should make. You should make the diak that he could have been, but that he's not Chozer Bo. Imid Rabbi Yitzchak, if you only had Rabbi Yitzchak, the third makar about Kol Nediv Libo, what would you have said? Dil Malafuk Mid Shmuel. Maybe that's coming to exclude Shita of Shmuel. Domer Shmuel, Gomer Belibo, Tzorak Shiyotzi Besvasov. Shmuel holds that if you decide to make a Shmua or a Neder or to be Maktish something, Rashi is here, you have to be Moti Besvasov. You can't just think it. Can't just think it. You have to be moti b'svasa. V'kamash blad avakad loti b'svasa. Maybe this pasuk, which says nediv libo, the heart, would be teaching me that even without saying the words, we already know, for example, by hektish, that it has lower levels of kinyanim. Amirasal gavok b'tirasal hadyot. So you know the kinyanim can be just with speech. So maybe the decision itself can be just in the heart. So that's why maybe I would have said with that. Number three, Imi dechananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. If I would have only had the fourth one, which is Nishmati vaKayema, Dilma Kedir of Gidol Marav, I would have said, well, Rav says, Dama of Gidol Marav, Minayin Shenishpan LaKayemas a Mitzvah. How do you know that you can make a Shvua to be Makayem a Mitzvah? Shenamar Nishmati vaKayema Lishbar Mishpatei Tzidkecha. That's what it means. I swear and I will be Makayem all the mitzvahs, but not that you're deciding whether you can't keep the Shvua or not. So each of these has a pircha, a question on it that I could have learned something else. Elo de Shmuel, less late pircha. But Shmuel doesn't have any questions on him, that's why he's the best one. Amar Rabbi Vitim Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hainad Amri Inchi, this is what people say. Tavachata pilpalta charifta, mimali tzina dakari. Better is one sharp pepper than a whole basket of melon. That's why Shmuel is better. Some suggest that Shmuel was the Amora here, the others are Tanoim. So maybe that's why he's called a little pepper. But he's a sharp pepper. That's why he's that's the mushel. So just one thought about the last line. We brought in the line of Rav. We know you're not allowed to be nishba levatel as a mitzvah. If I make a shvua that I swear that I will never make kiddush again in my life, that shvua is not chal because you have to make kiddush. It's a mitzvah. I already took a shvua at Har Sinai. So what does it mean nishba lekayim as a mitzvah? That shvua chal. That's the machlokas in Maseches Nedarim between the Ran and other Rishonim. The Ran quotes in Maseches Nedarim that shvua is chal. You're allowed to make a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah. The Ran in Nedarim Daf Chesam and Aleph. The Ran says that it's midain shedavar, and not only it's chal, it's a good thing to do, to be mezariz yourself. Shedavar hagun hu lihi shava l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. V'yafilu ksheirim shenimna'im mishvua nishbo'in heim b'kach. Even those who usually stay away from shvuas and adarim, they swear they want to be mezariz themselves. If I not only have to do this mitzvah, but I swore that I have to do the mitzvah, I'm going to take it even more seriously than I would otherwise. The other Rishonim, though, say, no, it's impossible. You already have a shvua. You already swore in Har Sinai. You can't make a shvua on a shvua. So the Rush there and the Ritva there say that, no, nishvua l'kayim es ha-mitzvah just is, all that it means is that you could do it and it's not considered a shvua shav, because you're being mezariz yourself. But there's really no chalosh shvua there. It really didn't work because you can't make a shvua on top of a shvua. That's what the Rush here says. It's not considered. It's when you mention Shem Hashem, you're gonna do it. You're gonna do it quicker. But that doesn't mean that the shvua is really chal. That's the Rush and the Ritva there in the Darab Daf Ches. Machlokes we've shown him how to understand this line. Could you say a difference between a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis? Maybe. I mean, unless you say, I don't know, are we mushma v'yomis by a mitzvah shel rashus? Right, l'chor or not, right? To eat matzah on the fourth day of Pesach. So according to the Grah, that it's a mitzvah shel rashus. So are we mushma v'yomis? Maybe b'michal between a chiyuv ha-mitzvah and a kiyuv ha-mitzvah. A woman makes a shvua that she's going to shake a lulav. You know, is that, would everybody agree that that's chal? Okay, next, two dots. Hilcha Shabbos. Said the Mishnah that Hilcha Shabbos is hanging on a thread, hanging on a hair, a lot of halachas, but we know only very few psukim. Ask the Gemara, Miftan Ksivi. What do you mean? It's there are psukim in the Torah. It says, L'sasakom halacha. Seven times in the Torah. Seven times. The Aruch HaShulchan, beginning of Hilcha Shabbos, says, there are seven times in the Torah where it says, don't do malacha, right? Because it says every day of the week. Seven is alluding to Hilcha Shabbos. So Miftan Ksivin. So it's written. So Lo Tzricha, no. There's a specific detail. So you might have just said the details of Hilcha Shabbos, all the malachas. So the Gemara doesn't say that general point. The Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha is a specific halacha that is not in the Torah. Look at Derbi Abba. Derbi Abba, HaChofer Guma B'Shabbos, V'insarach El La'afra Pater. If somebody is Chofer Guma, if somebody digs a hole on Shabbos and is only interested in the dirt but not the hole, Pater. If somebody digs the hole and wants the hole, that's the malacha of either Bone or Choresh. If it's in the field, it's choresh, plowing. If it's in the house, it's boneh, you're making a hole. But if it's not, if you only want the dirt, you are pater. You are pater, that is not an issa d'oraisa, and most is an issa d'rabbanan. Why you pater? What's the reason? So, if you remember back, a few years ago, whenever it was, in Maseches Beitzah Daf Ches, we had a machlokas there between Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi quotes our Gemara there. What's the svara? Why you pater if you want the dirt? Rashi there says, mekalkel. Because you're doing a destructive act. And that the Gemara is going to quote that word in a minute. Makalkel. Tosfos there quotes, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Because it is a Malacha that is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, whatever that means. So that's Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. And we discussed, I don't know if we discussed it there, it might have been a Shabbos daf. But either way, we discuss it now. What's this, why does Rashi quote, the Gemara is about to say, let's read with that knowledge of Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi is Makalkel, Tosfos says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Let's read the next line of the Gemara. Kiman. Who, and we'll get back to this Rashi Tosfos in a second. Come on, who is this like that says putter in this case? Kerib Shimon, Dabar Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa putter Olel. This is only according to Reb Shimon, who says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're putter on. It's only Nisad Rabbanon. But according to Reb Yehuda, you know, so we still have the question according to Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara says, no, Afilo Tamil Reb Yehuda, Hasa Makalkel. There, when does Rabbi Huda say that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv? That's only if it's constructive, if it's misakin. But if it's makalkel, if it's destructive, then even Rabbi Huda would say that the halacha is pater. So how do you read these next two lines of the Gemara? It sounds like according to Tosfos is explaining. Tosfos is saying that a chover guma b'shabes, that's Reb Shimon who says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, because that's exactly the reason for the previous case. According to Rashi, it seems to be just a parallel, not an exact explanation. Rashi interprets the first pshat as the reason for the first case is makalkel. Then the Gemara brings in Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So Rashi says that they're linked, but it's not the same halacha. Just like Rabbi Shimon says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is pater, that's why he also says makalkel is going to be pater. But why would Rashi do such a thing, and why would Tosfos do such a thing in the first case? So this is, could be, suggested by some, as a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos l'shitaso. What is the definition of a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? And this is quoted in Shabbos Tzadik Dalet in the big Tosfos there, but it's also quoted here on Amud Beis, the top Tosfos, where Tosfos holds, like he holds in a number of places, he alludes to it here, but it's more expanded upon in Shabbos, that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa means if you're doing a malacha for a purpose that was different than the purpose that was done in the Mishkan. That's Malach Hashem and Svichel Guf according to Tosis. He doesn't say it as explicitly here. Here he says more that you're not doing it for the Iker reason that it's done for, but assuming that this is the same as the Tosfos in Shabbos, that is his definition, that is being done for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. So therefore, according to Tosfos, digging the hole for the dirt, that's Malach Hashem Yisrael Lagufa, because of the Mishkan they dug holes for the hole, not because of the dirt. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says that Malach Hashem Yisrael Lagufa has nothing to do with the Mishkan. It has to do with an act that's done to prevent something. You carry a mace out of a house because you don't want the mace to smell up the house. Not because you want the mace outside. You kill a snake because you don't want it to bite you. You're preventing it, but not because you want the snake dead. So all of those are malachas shem yisrael gufas, preventative in nature. Digging a hole, you're not preventing anything. So according to Rashi, that can't be a malachas shem yisrael gufa. That's why Rashi says makalkel. That's what Rashi says. The reason is destructive. Because Rashi and Tosfos l'shitaso and Beit Adav Chesam and Aleph. So they give those reasons because of how they hold what the definition of Malacha Hashem and Zrich L'Gufa is. And that would have an afkamina, how you read this Gemara. Is this Gemara saying an explanation for the Chofer Guma case? Or just saying a parallel to the Chofer Guma case? And the Gemara in the question thinks that only Rabbi Shimon would say then Malach Hashem Yisrael Guf and Makalkel or Pater, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't. Then the Gemara has gone to the Chiddush that no, Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says Malach Hashem Yisrael Guf is Chayiv, he would agree that Makalkel would be Pater. Period. Okay, so that's why that whole halacha is not anywhere in the Gemara, in the Torah. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So he asked the Gemara. So my Kaharon Hatzulim Besaira. So what's the hair? Where is it alluded to in the Torah? So that's the Gemara. Famous line. Maleches machsheves asra Torah u'maleches machsheves lo ksiva. That all of Hilchas Shabbos are about maleches machsheves, thought out work. That's what the Torah answers, and that's not really explained in the Torah. It's an unkelus on a pasuk in the end of Sefer Shmos. Maleches u'manvan. It says by the Mishkan maleches machsheves, and we have the kesher of the Mishkan to Shabbos. So maleches machsheves is not really explained mefurish in the Torah, and that's the hair that all of these halachas are based on. It's a yeah. The malachas themselves are also, so maybe it's singling out, because maybe the malachas, Malach Shabbos, is a description of all the other malachas. But once it says malacha, maybe we know, like how the 39 malachas are learned out from the word malacha. That's what malacha is, but this is a detail about describing how those malachas are done. The Gemara doesn't say that. I mean, there's a lot of details that are not there. There's a big discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, what is included in malachas machshavas. So the Gemara here says, Beferish, malachas yisrich legufa, and makalkel. But there are many others that are included in Malachas Machsheves. Darashein and Miskaven. Also Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody does Act A, which might or might not cause Act B. That's included in Malachas Machsheves. There are others. Some say Misasek. Misasek. Malacha she'ena miskayemes. If it's not permanent, some Rishonim say it's based on malachas machsheves. Interesting. There's a chalkas mechokek in Hilchas Gittin kufchav gimel in Eben Ezer, where the Ramah writes lechadchila a sofer should write a get with his right hand. Lechadchila a sofer should write a get with his right hand. If he writes it with his left hand, if he's a lefty, he should write it with his left hand. So where do you get why is this? Why should Lechatchila write it with your right hand? If you're a righty, let it with your lefty. Says the Chalkas Mechokek. It's mashma from here that if you didn't do it, it would be kosher. Because it only says Lechatchila you should write with your right hand. Mashma, if you're writing with your left hand, it's okay. Says the Chalkas Mechokek. Even though by Hilchas Shabbos, writing with your left hand is not writing. So left hand shouldn't be anything. So it shouldn't be a good get. Right? So writing with the left hand is nothing. No, that's because of Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves, that's why Hilchas Shabbos is even it's ma'akev. But by Hilchas Gittin, it's only done lechatchila. Kuf Chav Gimel. In Eben Ezer, that's the Chalkas Machokek. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, on Daf Nun Hei, that Chatzi Shir is based on Melechas Machsheves. The special din of Chatzi Shir, doing half a malacha in Hilchas Shabbos. You're also not chai because of Melechas Machsheves. Again, many principles might be included in this idea of Melechas Machsheves. Mefurish in the Gemara is only Melechas Shein Yisrich Legufa and Mekalkel. And again, most of the time, Melechas Machsheves is a kula for Hilchas Shabbos. Even though you'd be chayiv outside of Hilchas Shabbos, you're pater in Hilchas Shabbos. Once in a while, it's a chumra. Once in a while, it's a chumra, and if we have time at the end, we'll go into some of those chumras. But Baba Kama, Daf Samach Aban Aleph, if you could look it up, that's one context of a chumra, but there are other chumras as well. And we'll get to if we have time. Says the Gemara, Chagigos. The next line in the Mishnah said that the Karman Chagiga is something that is not really in the Torah, it's just alluded to and hanging by a hair. So Miflev Ksivan, again, Karban Chagiga, that's in the Torah. It tells us you have to bring Karban Chagiga. So Lo Tzricha, no, look at the Amar Le'Refa B'la Abaya. No, it's based on the following. How do you know that when Hashem says, you shall celebrate with me, that's referring to a Karban. Maybe the Torah just means celebrate. Who says that Chagiga in the Torah means a carbon Chagiga? Maybe it just means celebrate. And if it just means celebrate, that's what the Mishnah is referring to, that it's just hinted to. So the Gemara goes back and forth whether this is a good suggestion. But what do you mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, and when Hashem tells Moshe, that Bnei Yisrael should come and be chogig for me in the desert, hachanami, the chogu chagahu, does that just mean to celebrate? V'yichitei ma'achanami, but if that's true, Vaksiv says later on, v'yemar Moshe, gamatati tein biyadeinu zvachim ba'olos. Right, Hashem, Moshe tells Paro, you're going to give us karbanis. So you see what he said before, v'yachogu means karbanis. So we're back to the kasha. Chogu means karbanos, therefore chagiga is explicit in the Torah, therefore what's the Mishnah talking about? So now we go back. No, Domachi Kamarachmana. No, maybe that pasuk by Moshe and Paro means the following. Achlu v'shasu v'chogu chaga kamai. No, zvachim v'olos doesn't mean the forget the olos. The olos are karbanos. But we're trying to figure out the chagiga. Maybe zvachim just means animals for us to shech to eat meat. Maybe it doesn't mean karbanos. So again, maybe chagiga is not explicit. Where is it? No, lo salka daitach. You can't think that because it says, vo yalin chaylev chagiyat boker. It says, don't leave over, a separate context, don't leave over the fats of the chagiga until the morning. So and if you say chagiga or chag always means just a holiday, tarba l'chag islay, does your holiday have fats? What does it mean? What do you mean the fats of the holiday? So obviously chag in the Torah must mean chagiga. So we're back to the question that it is explicit. So Gemara says no. V'dama hachi kamarachmana chaylev habab is man chag lo yalin. Maybe that pasuk is not teaching me something special about a carbon chagiga, but all it means is the karbanos that you bring on yontif, which happens to be nedarim, nedavis, other karbanos. Those fats shouldn't be left over. That's chaylev chagi. Fats that are left that are brought on yontif, but still no explicit source for a carbon chagiga. Says the Gemara, though, why would you need such a pasuk? Elameata, habav is man chag hud lo yalin, hadekol hashan akula yalin. Well, you would need a special pasuk to teach me that you can't leave over the fats of the karbanis brought on yantif? Kalalayalan aboker ksiv. We already know. We have another pasuk that tells us the isra of nosar, of leaving over the fats. So Gemara says, no, dilma imiyahi, miyahu, hava minahu la say, because I want to hide a lot. No, maybe you need this extra pasuk to teach me the Isser of Lina by other Karbanos, because one's an Aseh and one's a Lav. So Gemara says again, Lav, because of Karachrina, we already have another Pasuk for a Lav. So why are you pushing this to mean Lina? So doesn't it mean Chagiga? So the Gemara says, finally, no. The Dimmer Lav, or Lav, Mishnei Lav, and Yaseh. Maybe the Pasuk is just referring to, again, the Isser of Lina of other Karbanos, and the Torah is just adding on another Aveira that you'd be violate if you'd leave over. But again, at this point, it's not mefurish that it says chagiga. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says that chagiga is not explicit. So Ella, 1 second, says the Gemara, Asya Midbar Midbar. Maybe we can learn it from Xera Shava. Ksiv hachav yechoguli ba Midbar, it says by Mitzrayim. V'ksiv hasam hazvachim u'mincha hagishtem li ba Midbar. Hashem says, do you bring me karbanas to the Midbar? So malahal and zvachim avkan zvachim. So says the Gemara, that's the makar, that chagiga means carbon chagiga, based on Xerah Shava. So says the Gemara, my kaharana tzulim basaira. If it's Xerah Shava, then, so why is it only a hint? Isn't Xerah Shava pretty mefurish? The Gemara says, no, because what is Xerah Shava comparing? Torah and Nevi'im. Divrei Tarmi, divrei Kabbalah lo yafinan. When you have Xerah Shava, we mentioned this in the past, that Xerah Shava between a Torah source and a Navi source is on a different level. It's a different type of Xerah Shava than Torah to Torah. And therefore, the Mishnah could categorize it as a harara hatulim basaira, something that is not explicit. Period. Next, me'ilos. The Mishnah says that me'ila is an avera in the Torah. Me'ila means the isra of getting hana'a or stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. So that is something that also is not explicit, that's hanging on a thread. So ask the Gemara, Michtav Ksivan. There are psukim about Me'ila in the Torah. There's an Asha Me'ilos brought if you violate Me'ila, the end of Parshas Vayikra. So what do you mean it's not written? So again, we're going to say, no, there's a detail of Mi'ila that's not written. So there's going to be a couple of possibilities. We're going to do the first two today. Number one, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Lo Nitzrcha Ela L'Kidetznan. We need it for the following Mishnah in Maseches Mi'ila. Hashliach Shalas Hashlichu So Balabayis Ma'al. Let's say a balabayis, a person, a mishaleach, a sender, gives his shliach something to use. He gives him a piece of challah, and the challah happens to be belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. But shliach slash shlichusa balabayis ma'al. But if the shliach did the shlichus of the mishaleach, the balabayis is ma'al. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. Yesh shliach lidvar aveira. Usually, if I send somebody to do an aveira, I don't get the aveira. He gets the aveira, which we'll talk about more probably at the beginning of tomorrow's year. Yesh shliach lidvar aveira. But mi'ila is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Maybe one exception, maybe three exceptions. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. It's an exception to the rule that if a shliach asa shlichusa, the balabayis, the mishaleach, violates the isra mi'ila. Lo asa shlichusa, but if the shliach does something different than the mishaleach asked him to do, shliach ma'al. Then the shliach is ma'al. Why? Because then he broke the shlichus. He broke the shlichus. He went against the word of the balabayis, and therefore the shliach himself is ma'al. But ask the Gemara, v'chiyasa shlichusa am I ma'al? Even when he did the shlichus, why is the mishaleach? Why is the mishaleach ma'al? V'chizeh chodiv v'zeh mischayiv. Right? Do we say, in our terms, do we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira? You do a chait and I get the aveira? So, haynu karanat shlim b'sayra. That's what's not in the Torah. The principle of yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, that's hinted to, that's not really in the Torah, and that's the chiddush that the Mishnah was referring to by Me'ila. Period. So, Amar Rava, 1 minute. Umay kushya, vilma shani mi'ila, di'alfa chayt chay mi'truma. Maybe mi'ila is an exception to the rule, because we have exir shavu from truma. Mahasam shluch shalom kamoso, afkan shluch shalom kamoso. Just like truma, you could be mafrish with a shliach, so to mi'ila, you could violate with a through a shliach. So it's exir shavu. So that can't be, that's not hint, that's not a hint, that's mafurish, that's a real exir shavu. So Gemara says, okay, a second try. Ela Amar Rava lo nitzrcha ela k'detanya. The following is the halacha of mi'ila. That's not explicit in the Torah, that's just hinted to. Niskar, but let's say that same case. The balabayis, Ruvain makes Shimon a shliach, and Shimon's going to violate mi'ila. So who violates? So niskar, balabayis, lo nitzrcha shliach. Let's say it was all shogeg. Nobody knew that there was going to be mi'ila involved here. I gave you something, I gave you a shirt to wear, and the shirt happened to belong to Hektish. And I forgot it was Hektish, and you forgot it. You didn't know it was Hektish. So says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, if the balabais remembered that it belonged to Hektish, and the shliach did not remember shliach mal, the shliach violates, because the balabais now is mazid, and therefore, mazid, you don't violate me'ila. Shliach, Anya, my ka'avid. So the Gemara says, what? Why the shliach's fault? The poor shliach! He's wearing the shirt, he has no idea, why should he violate me'ila? So, hainu, karona, tzlim b'saira. So that's what's being referred to, that's the hint. The shliach has no idea and he still violates? Terrible. So that's what the chiddush of me'ila is. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, my kushya. What do you mean? That's the whole Israel Me'ilah's b'shogeg. What do you mean, what's the chiddush? If I use money that I thought was my money and I really had put it away for a karbon, that's always me'ilah. That's not a chiddush. That's what me'ilah is b'shogeg. So that can't be what's being hinted to in the Torah and being referred to in the Mishnah. So there's got to be another possibility. Ella is going to be number three, which Be'ez Hashem will pick up with tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, remember everybody, in the shul and out of the shul, get your ads in, and Hashem, we'll see you.